Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming back. And you are on Mission Accepted. Where, what are you watching? Are you seeing this with me today? I know, right? Yes, it is one of our favorite group shows. It is an expert group show. And we are kicking off the year with Mission Accepted with one of the most powerful tools for a successful business. It's the game. It's what goes on between your ears. It's mindset. It's like, what's going on up there, right? How do you get yourself in the thought process, bypassing the things that hold you back? It's this the mind game. It's this mindset that we're going to talk about today. Like, what's going on in there, and how do you wire it up? You know, wrongly rewire sometimes for the success that you're talking about. You're more than likely an entrepreneur, because if not, you would literally be listening to us and laughing, going, "No, thank you." No, thank you. Look what these people go through. But look, we always have fun when we're on the show, but we all always give really impactful information. The experts that are with you today, they play this game. They know what's going on. They have dreams and aspirations and success, and they have very successful businesses. And they are here to tell you how they play the mindset game, right? How they line that up. So for those that are listening, yay you. For those that are viewing, you're going to see a little emoji, or as I go through, I'm going to introduce you to these incredible people. And then I'm going to pick their brain on how they keep their head in the game for having such a successful business. So we're going to go first to Irina Sheshasoff. We're done with it. We're practicing pre-show. All right. You know what? An incredible author of The Gift Inside. She is a multi-author, by the way, because I kind of hung out with her for a while. We had a good conversation. Then the next that we're going to be listening to today is the Melissa Heathers. Melissa Heathers is the TV host of the Book Crawl, and she'll probably tell you what that's about. That's super fun. And then we have Carol Patrizzi. She's been an expert on our panels before, and she is a storyteller, and she is an international speaker. Then we have Ocean Baker. Ocean Baker is the owner and founder of Natsukashi Inc. Streetwear and Art. And then we have Leslie Katz, who we had an incredible conversation this weekend that we could have gone on and on and on about. And she is here from Author in Three. Look at that. We've got some good conversations that are going to happen. I just know it. So look at the first thing that I want you to do is get to know who you're listening from. I think that's very important. Who are you going to for advice? Who are you going to for advice? So, Leslie, I'm going to start with you. Just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself. And author in three. What's that about, girl?
Well, that's a great question, Deb. I know. I love that. Hey, everybody. I am Leslie Capps. Thanks for having me so much. I so appreciate it. Love this format and love you, you know. And it's actually author in 30. Because if I could write,
that's fair.
Right? If I could write and publish a book in 3 days, I would do it. And the record right now that we've got is 10. I don't think, and that was right at the line. So 3 is going to have to take some work on that one. But I help experts turn their content into a published book, and then turn that book into an authority and lead engine. Because let's face it, a book without a business plan is just a pet project.
Ooh, there it is. All right. So, Mr. Ocean Baker, our token cool dude on the show today, please tell us what Natsukashi is.
Yeah, well, I'm the owner of Natsukashi Inc., and I have an incredible line of fashion folded streetwear that puts my own artwork on it, as well as I do custom couture and art pieces, like the one in my background right now.
Awesome. Awesome. So thank you so much for being here today. And Miss Carol Patrizzi, tell us a bit about you.
So I love storytelling. I believe in it for education and for connecting. And I love being a motivational speaker. You know, more you want to learn, go to carolpatrizzi.com. And I'm so thrilled to be here talking about mindset with you, Deb, and your incredible panel.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, my friend. And Irina, please tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I'm a transformational coach, best-selling author of 7 books, and I help women recover after breakup, separation, and divorce, heal them from inside out so that they can follow their dreams.
Look at that. Such a variety. I love that about the world of entrepreneurship now, right? Like, just pick, and make up your gift and make up a beautiful name and rock the world with it. And Melissa Heathers.
Hello, everyone. I am your public house host of the new TV show, The Book Crawl, where my mission is to bring fabulous authors and give them visibility, hear their story, share their story with a wide audience.
Awesome, awesome. TV hosts and fashion designers and transformational coaches and publishers and storytellers. This is going to be a fantastic show. So, Leslie, I'm going to ask you, so with the concept of mindset, right, with having to keep your head in the game, if you could just share with us, with that in mind, it's like, what do you do from a mindset standpoint to stay in the game long term? Like, how do you keep yourself going?
Right. Well, all the things, as Carol would say, right? We accumulate this toolbox, and then it grows and grows and grows. But I will say, probably how I wrap my arms around it is to be the CEO of your life. And that means when something happens, to take your words, you say, that's interesting. And not as a blame or anything else, but to step outside and go, okay, what worked? What didn't work? What do I do different? I see this pattern repeating. How do I stop that? So really to embody that CEO energy of our life, our emotions, and our body, and that, then everything else kind of falls together, what you need to do.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I was just sharing with a woman on another show. I was on hers, and we talked about that there's something about wisdom when something happens that used to be, you know, trauma. Now it's low-level drama at best, and you're like, workable. Workable, right? And Ocean, for yourself, what do you do from a mindset standpoint to stay in the game?
For me, it's like a daily habit of staying on top of what we need to do for everyday things, like reaching the next goals and seeing what each day has, which is like a good way to like keep me going. It's like I'll figure out like in the morning, like, okay, like I need to do this, and then I'll go do that, and it's just one step forward each day, and that's kind of how we've kept going, is that just new things each day.
That's cool, right? I mean, yeah. Sometimes it's taking a bird's eye view, and sometimes it's just making a decision that this is what my plan is for today, and staying in the day without worrying about other can keep your head in the game. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And Carol, what are the things that you do?
You know, I love Leslie said emotional space, bringing that up, and Ocean bringing up what you need to do and one step forward. What I have learned is that mindset is not everything. However, everything begins with mindset. And I have a practice of asking myself, each day, okay, come on. Now, how are you feeling? What are you doing? Because everything is based upon the mindset, because it affects the emotions, which of course then affects our beliefs, which then affects if we're going to take action or what kind of action we're going to take, which of course then affects our outcomes, which completely validates where we were in our minds. Mm-hmm. And so I have a practice of every day starting the day off with getting straight in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. I do the same thing. I'm out of bed. And then for me, of course, it's music and on my feminine side. And then it's very masculine based, go, go, go motivation on the other side. And I listen to those intertwiningly as I'm getting ready, just to get my head in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very cool. Very cool. I believe that the emotions can really get a hold of you if you don't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Very cool. And Irina, what do you do for yourself to keep your head in the game?
I'm a great believer in morning routines, how you start your days, how the rest of your day is going to go. So doing everything, not just the mind, but your physical, emotional, mental. So in the morning when you wake up, saying three things I'm grateful for, and before day starts, just saying it's going to be an awesome day, no matter what anyone says. This is the directive for today. And then looking for good things in your life, focusing your mind on what's working, and suddenly you would realize more things that are working. So taking care of your mind like that.
Perfect. Awesome. Grab Shin. Super, super powerful. Super, super powerful. And Melissa, for yourself?
For me, like, mindset really influences how you think and how you feel. It guides you how you act. So every morning, same kind of thing as Irina, I wake up with a gratitude practice. So I use the Give philosophy from Joanne Callahan, and I try to remember why I started. And if I feel like my mindset's maybe in my ego space versus my heart space, I try to pull myself out of that and observe myself to become present within myself that day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure I'm hearing a lot of presence. I'm hearing a lot of gratitude. There's probably some journals. There's probably some meditation. There's probably some prayer. There's probably some focus. One of the things that I do is I plan the night before to write out my day so that when I wake up, I don't feel that angst as an entrepreneur on what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm like, oh yeah, it's written out. And it, for me, maybe it's my personality type. If I know that's handled, I'm more apt to take the time to just be with me in the morning because I don't feel that entrepreneurial angst to like, what am I doing? Right. So I think it's really, really important. I think you've all brought that to attention on how we take control, or the mind can just, you know, have a party. As Leslie would probably say, have a little party. Have a little party, right? Oh my goodness. Okay. So that sounds lovely and it's beautiful and it's great. But I want to know what you do when you're frustrated. I want to know when it's not gratitude morning and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and da da da, and your computer's not working, or this, or the car, or the whatever, those external things. You are entrepreneurs and you are moving on a path of success. And you are going to have frustration in your own personal growth, in your business growth, things you can control on things you can't. So, Leslie, how do you get a hold of the game when you're frustrated? What's your go-to? We're about to talk about wine. No, I'm kidding. What do you order for you?
We know Chrissy.
We just changed the topic. No. Leslie, how do you deal with it when you're frustrated? Whole different ball game.
Right. I will walk away, honestly, walk away. But really, my go-to, everybody laughs, but I mean, it's totally my go-to, is cutting down trees. I love my Sawzall. Hands down, it's my favorite tool. I love destructing stuff. I like building it, but I really love destructing. And so, I have piles of tree branches in my backyard that I, you know, whittle out every week to the garbage can. But that's my go-to. Go down and cut stuff down, or do something really physical. But hopefully it's destructing, because that really turns me on, right?
That's cool. That's super, super cool. I mean, I think physical is great. You know, physical is great. I'm always like, I'll tell you, there's nothing like cleaning out a drawer to give me a sense of back. I don't know about anyone else. I don't know if it's a false sense of control, but I'm like, my socks look really good. You know what I mean? Or like, seriously, cleaning out just Tupperware, I just get a sense of control, and it's a really positive diversion that ends up with a good, you know, I end up with something good after it. I'm not sure what you do with your wood. I'm sure you make a beautiful statue, but whatever feels good.
Osha, what about yourself? What do you do when you're frustrated?
Yeah, for me to get through frustration, I usually will talk to like my friends, or divert my attention to something else, and like maybe like go play a game, like with like the guys and stuff, maybe play some video games or something like that. I quite like, so something like that is quite enjoyable actually.
All right, and so then how do you feel like when you come back to what you gotta tackle?
Yeah, it's like more clear when I do some work, and then I mean it's the same thing with when you're making like artwork or design. It's very, very frustrating, and people call it like artist block, which is very, very true. And it's hard to sometimes get past that. Like, your head hurts and you're like, I don't even know how to draw a stick figure now. Like, it's very true.
Right. Very cool. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that. It's an art piece. And what about Carol, for you? Ever get frustrated? On the middle of at least 12 winnings last year. So, that business frustration, you know, like
Deb, I have, first of all, I might start practicing tearing things up. That sounds fun. I can't start the video games now, Ocean. I'm just 110. It's too late to start that. But the thing about it is I have an alarm that goes off every single day at 3 p.m. and I stop and I reset. And it's a practice. And I go outside, I walk, I do some breath work, and I say a prayer. And I just kind of, and Deb, you'll love this because, you know, how you evaluate yesterday and last week before you move forward. I will evaluate where I've been that day so far. Mm. Because as entrepreneurs, we might get going and just not stop. Go, 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 go. We might, you know, not stand up and move around and take a drink of water. We really have to be careful so that we are managing our emotions and our time. You know, all of this is so huge because it's this emotional intelligence is what we're building.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think this is, but I have to have an alarm because I can get going and not stop.
Yeah.
So I have a forced stop in the day that allows me to check in, take a walk, say a prayer, evaluate, and keep going. Because at 3 o'clock, we're beginning our next day, right, group?
Yeah. That's right. So 3 o'clock Australia time. It's going to be what? Yeah. Perfect. Thank you for sharing that. And Irina?
For me, it's singing. Singing is the best kind of, anytime you are frustrated, the best way is to change your state, is to change your emotions. So going for a walk, or doing a hobby, doing something that sets your soul on fire 10 minutes or more a day. That's what I recommend for people. So for me, it's singing.
Perfect. Oh my gosh, now you're in trouble. We're going to get you to sing at some point. Emily, it's luck for you.
For me, because I lived so long in my ego state of mind, of frustration and a bad headset, and I really had to have that shift. I really had to build the toolbox. So it really depends on the situation, but I try to always pause first, then open the toolbox. So whether it's meditation or breath or walk away, I haven't tried singing yet, but I might have to, you know, and then really just kind of observe what I'm feeling and shift those processes. And literally sometimes if I'm in a moment of frustration, I tell myself, nope, not today, sorry, and I shift it back to a positive.
Mm-hmm. There's so many good things to do here when you're frustrated. And really, we're talking about today how to grab a hold of this mindset. Like what you think comes about. That's really the topic of this. What you think comes about. And what you decide, I think it's even better. What I'm hearing is what you decide to think about comes about. Because you have control. When you build a toolbox, like Melissa said, you have control. And you start to know, I love that you mentioned that there's different things that you do for different frustrations, right? I mean, I sing a mean Loretta Lynn, Amazing Grace, right? And that's a certain frustration. And then there's times where I'm going to go clean my drawer or just walk in the balcony for 3 minutes or do something for 30 or recognize it's a part of life and it's a small one and move on. So I think that's very true that as you start to play entrepreneur, and put on the many different hats, cool hat, Melissa, is that it starts to indicate to you what you need to do to fix where your head's at. So let's switch it up, because here's something that we don't tend to do. And if we do, we do it in a big way and it's out on social media or what have you. But as we move through the frustrations, or as we get a hold of the game and we start to yield from that, we start to have some things go in the right direction and we're feeling really good about it. I want to know what you guys do for success. I want to know how you celebrate your success. So Leslie, let's start with you.
I don't know. She's got she cuts down her neighbor's tree. I don't know, but what do you do to celebrate success?
I'm going to go back to Irina. Music. So for me, yeah, music, singing, but I promise you, I will not sing for you because we do not want that. Right. But yeah, singing and dancing, that, and I love to combine it with cooking. There's nothing that makes me happier than doing those three together. And so the kitchen is a total disaster, you know, for a whole day. But then that also means that I don't cook for 2 weeks, right? So it's,
yeah.
But yeah, I do. That's kind of my celebration when I need that. And I don't always wait for big things. I think sometimes there's points along the way that just even getting through the week sometimes can be a celebration, right? So choosing those small moments to really embrace as well as the bigger ones.
Absolutely. Because this is a place where entrepreneurs kind of can default a little bit, right?
Right.
And Osha, what about you? What do you do to celebrate?
Yeah, I celebrate in a few different ways, like treat myself to something nice, something I've wanted for a while, for bigger like celebrations, like for like the fashion show I did, getting something like a nice dinner. We had like champagne that night. Yeah, mostly like big things like that, like especially at the end of the year, because my birthday is like the 27th of December, so it's pretty much the end of the year. Like I always get something really nice for myself. So this year I finished up like my Japanese sleeve and got the chest bit I always wanted. So yeah, like things like that, like I feel better about, because it's like a little reward to myself.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I think that's important, right? And when they're intimate like that, right? Like they're special to you. Like singing might not be, but it's special to you and it's a reminder to yourself. So for me, I buy myself flowers, right? And it's just because it's something that I want to do all the time, but I don't allow myself to do all the time. Or I'd have a, next thing you know, people think I've opened a flower shop. I really love flowers. So I'm like, today's the day because it symbolizes something. Okay, Carol, what do you do?
So I feel like we need to have a gathering to celebrate because I sing and dance. I kind of do that anyway, but I, you know, put on something special, right? Mm. Sing and dance. I'll light a candle. Hopefully there are flowers. I have a huge family and generally we have celebrated someone. So hopefully there are flowers. But you know, I write in my gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say, you know, thank you for this. Thank you, Father, and, you know, for teams, for people like y'all. You know, I'm overwhelmed generally with gratitude, and it can be from something small. And the small things are what makes the big things happen. So I do find it important to celebrate regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it, but I do write a note. Today was incredible because this happened. And it could be a connection. It could be whatever it is. So, but a lot of singing and dancing goes on over here. So everybody's invited.
All right. I know we got to get down there. And then you could celebrate because, ooh, they got on a plane, right? I know. We got to do a launch down there. But you know what I hear there is I hear like there's big stuff. And then again, it can be as simple as writing down and recognizing. Like just recognizing what it was that you did that day or what that special moment of that day is. And maybe not so much in a gratitude day, but in an acknowledgement way. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's super cool. All right. So how about you, Irina? How are you? Like, how do you celebrate your successes? And right.
Yeah. Fresh flowers and more singing and dancing. And I also love cooking and painting, so expressing myself in creative ways. And yes, small celebrations, because sometimes we look only for the big things, but then the little things go unnoticed. And when we celebrate the little things, we give a little dopamine hit for our brain why we should be keep going, because we have this little things are along the way, so we can look forward to the big things when they come.
Absolutely. That's the exact reason why I wanted to ask this question, because it's great to talk about things that we do, but it really, this is part of keeping your head in the game, because keeping your head in the game for the most part is recognizing that it's worth staying in the game, right? And, you know, entrepreneurship can get funky. You could have it, and it's not just for when you're new. It's not just for when you're going through a new time. It's just, it can just be environmental. And so by recognizing small things, that is a mindset move, because it just banks data. Ooh, right? Like, ooh, I want to quit. Why would you want to quit? You just celebrated the last 3 weeks of super cool things to do, even on a small amount. And then like that 1-3%, it just completely adds up. Melissa, how about you? How are you, you know, mindsetting yourself for your successes, big and small?
So I love it. I love that I hear about recognizing the process, because I really feel like sometimes as entrepreneurs, we don't see that or have that mindset for it in the beginning, at least for me. And, you know, just honoring the little things. Like, I remember writing my book, and I would write an insert and I would love it. And I would thank God. Thanks God for giving me this hub to write this insert. Know a lot of gratitude. And then my real big thing that I've found recently is I'm giving myself permission to decompress, whatever that looks like. Might be travel, might be walking nature, it might be binging something on Netflix for 12 hours just to decompress, because usually it's been chaotic and then there's something successful. Now it's time to decompress and reset.
Absolutely. I think treating yourself, right? Doing something. And I think as an entrepreneur, thank you for sharing that. Doing entrepreneurship has an ongoing, do you ever notice that? Like it's a long fuse maybe to some of these dreams that you want, because some of these dreams might be quite big. And so it's like taking those things out. So instead of maybe, you know, a little Emily in Paris doesn't hurt, it's a little, in a little something that you watch. Even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, you know what I mean? It feels like you're taking a break, because the missions are so powerful. I know all of you, your missions are not small, right? You probably accomplished the first mission already. And so when you take on mission, like this is mission accepted. We have people on here that kind of have a little bit of a deep dive and they have long-term way of thinking. Celebrating is a form of remembering you. In this process of this passion, you are the entrepreneur and you are the fuel to this project. And therefore, you need to recognize that within yourself. And that can take a lot of years to stop and do. And sometimes we don't recognize that watching a little Emily in Paris instead of a marketing, you know, method, I'm talking about myself, market, you know, a marketing class while I'm making dinner feels like a treat. It feels like a treat, right? Okay, look at. Joy is such a powerful state for the mind. There's people out there that will claim that joy is the ultimate state for the mind. So I want to know, let's go around and wrap this up with, what brings you joy about what you do, specifically about what you do? What's something that happens by what you do that brings you joy, that helps you keep your head in the game, right? Not just joy, you know, but joy that keeps your head in the game, because this is about keeping your head in the game. We're the beginning of this 2026 incredible year, right? Someone's like, someone called me and goes, oh, it's the year of the horse where we keep galloping. They're like, oh, we do that anyway. I'm like, you know what I mean? So what do you do? What juices you? What brings you joy that keeps your head in the game, Leslie?
Books. I freaking love books. And what I really love about them is because I think we could all agree that the entrepreneurial journey is the hardest and best personal development program you will ever enter into. If you want to accelerate that, then write a solo book, right? I think And every book changes you, and you have to change with a book. It's like, I get chills, right? It's such a beautiful and powerful experience, and just moves us so much closer, because I think everyone here is authors, to being that person we want to become. So that really, like, I love not only helping others create that, but also in my brain, right? Like, I've got multiple books, and some of them tapping me on the shoulder right now. Like, every day I'm thinking, oh, that would be a chapter, right? That, so just that, that juicy creativeness, and then that physical product, right, of a book. Yeah. Standing in that, that's power. I guess that's the antidote to my destruction, right? Is like,
that's your sunny to your share. Yeah. All right. Ocean, and what about you? What brings you a lot of joy in your work?
What brings me joy is creating new pieces for the company. For example, we're launching a whole new line of designer stuff with my artwork as well. So all those new things coming in this year is going to be really quite exciting. So I'll say that.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I mean, that's also, like, you talked, Leslie, about producing a book. And I think whether you're producing art, socks, a book, a show, there's something about when you get to that completion of that creative process that you can hold or you can see, even if it's statistics. Like, sometimes we'll produce things in media and we get analytics. And those analytics give me joy because I know that that has changed lives. You know, that's changed lives. You know that people are appreciating art and fashion. And there's a sense of completion of your, of part of your message and making impact, right? So that's really cool. Can't wait to wear some more stuff. All right, Carol, and for you, joy?
You know, it's the creativity, but I'll tell you just what happened yesterday, and it brought so much joy into this world that we live in. And there was a little girl, her name is Annie, and we were talking, and the kids wanted to play on the phone. The parents were saying, no, you can't, and all the things. And the little 5-year-old Annie looked at me. She said, I listen to you on YouTube. She's 5. I said, what are you talking about, Annie? And she said, well, Mom is always in the kitchen and she listens to everything you do on YouTube. And I thought to myself, this little girl knows that if she wants to be on television or on YouTube or what, oh, it made me want to cry that it was inspirational to somebody, what we create, and, you know, and that just, it brought me true joy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and not only, I think, does it bring joy because they get to hear your beautiful words and it makes impact, but, you know, I love the fact that children love what they learn. We know that, right? Because some of us have had to rewire some things. So, but, you know, she's hearing, you know, she's hearing these beautiful words, it's making an impact. And like you said, it's a new stage in life where she sees the possibility of what's there for her, where maybe that wasn't the case for a lot of us generationally back. It was like you kind of had to pick your 3 lanes, your choice of 3 lanes, right? That's very cool. Very cool. Arina?
For me, it's creativity. So creating through books, through music, through... I don't write my own music, but it's in a few... and meeting incredible people through podcasts, reading I'm a host of 2 podcasts, so meeting incredible individuals from all walks of life, and then reading comments. I call it, thank you for this, creating for this of this podcast, and book reviews and things like that. And I think the amazing part, the joy, is the creativity that allows us to create, and also creating videos, also YouTube and TikTok, and creating content is always fun.
That's a creating content is fun. Hear that? That's a mindset that some people don't want to hear, right? It's creating fun. But why is it fun for her? Because if she was creating it and she wasn't looking for the reviews or reading the comments or doing that, it probably would give her a lack of fuel. So one of the ways staying in the game is knowing that you're creating something of value, right? When you get those responses back, you know that they're value and making impact. And I think that makes our little spirit jump up and down. And Melissa, we're going to ask you this very last question to this incredible show. What brings you joy? How does that help keep your, you know, the head in the game?
Oh, Dev, this is such a loaded question for me because everything brings me joy these days, seriously. But really, for me personally, it's the magic and the mundane. Like, I will, if I'm on vacation or even just on a winter day, I will get up to watch a sunrise, or I'll drive 2 hours to watch a sunset. And, you know, the connection that I feel from that joy to a higher power, it really allows me to bring that into my mindset, to work, to fruition for authors, you know, and then the creativity. It's like I'm co-creating my life and how I want it to look. And that's it. Just wow. The magic and the mundane.
Yeah. Just that. Yeah. Look at you with your emojis and your reactions. So audience, what I want you to take away from this is that there's many different things that you can do to keep going. And we talk about, mission accepted, right? It's like, we always talk about the fun and the easy things about entrepreneurship. Like, it's a funky decision, right? It's a funky decision. And the surprises that you get can be bigger than your wildest dreams. Because I know a lot of these cool people here are living bigger than their wildest dreams. They never thought things would happen. They never thought that they would meet certain people. I remember Leslie was pretty excited about meeting someone from Sex and the City. I mean, you know, that woman rocked that Oscar show, you know? And there's all sorts of things that happen by keeping yourself in the game. And it's really, really important to surround yourself. I think that's one of the things that we probably didn't touch on very much, because we are sitting at a table right now. Like, what table are you sitting at? Who you have a conversation with? Ocean talked about it. Right. When things start to go funky, he calls his friends, because there's an alliance there. Right. You get to share the good. You know, isn't there a movie called Good, the Bad and the Ugly? Like, you get to share it all with people, which is why coaches are needed and trainers are needed and counselors and therapists and mentors and inspiration and YouTube hosts and podcast hosts and books. All of these things make us feel like we're not alone on this journey, because entrepreneurship can be a lonely road. Particularly if you're feeling like, I'm not there yet, right? Sometimes we get to a place, we don't hang out long enough and celebrate, we run and have some champagne and some this and that, and then we're questers, right? We're biting off a bigger piece. And so I'm hoping that this show really inspired you, motivated you, and had you recognize the things that you do that works for you. If it works for you and changes how you feel, it keeps going. You know, watch that person on YouTube, like, you know, join Carol's friend and tune into Carol and watch her on YouTube, right? And then continue, and you'll find, right? I always say, you know, books are like good people. They show up when you need them. You know, so what is it that you need right now? And you'll know when you need to read another book, to watch a different show, to listen to a different person, to move on to a different coach, right? So this is how we stay in the game. So thank you, audience, for joining us. You are a rock star audience, so we so appreciate you. And if you see a place for yourself here, if you want to be on a group show or a solo show or a three-part mini series, you want to be on the stage, or you know what? I'll say, you know, like, dang it. Like, that's what Carol said. Dang it. If you want your own television show, do what Melissa's doing and grab your own TV show and then sit there and enjoy that experience. That's really what we call standing up, speaking up, and showing up. So whatever your mission is, we cheer you on from the sidelines. Love to have you on the show. And until then, I want all of my guests, thank you, thank you, thank you, and all of my audience to be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.